Here from the beginning of Masechta. So the Mishnah says, "Hamevi get mi medina sayam tzarech sheyomar befanei nechtav uvefanei nechtam." The Mishnah starts out with a very technical halacha. Person is delivering a get. Person is a shaliach. So Reuven appoints Shimon to deliver a get to his wife Rachel. It happens to be that Reuven is in Chutz La'aretz. Again, we're going to define in the Gemara what exactly medina sayam means. So let's say he's in Chutz La'aretz and he wants to deliver the get. Let's say to Eretz Israel. So the edim who deliver the get have to declare befanei nechtav uvefanei nechtam, that the get was written and signed in my presence. Again, we'll see in the Gemara exactly why they have to say this. Rabban Gamliel omer af ha-mevi min ha-rekem u-min ha-cheger. It's, in other words, not only the case that if the get is being brought from Medinas Hayam, but even from certain sections called Rekem and Cheger, which are, again, are places that are mentioned in Chumash, which are areas in the Midbar, those places also require this declaration. Rabban Eliezer omer afilu mi-kfar Ludim le-Lud. So Kfar Ludim and Lud were two cities that were right next to each other. Lud was in Eretz Yisrael. Kfar Ludim was right outside of Eretz Israel. So even though they're very close to each other, you still require befanei nechtav uvefanei nechtam. V'chachamim omrim einu tzarech sheyomar befanei nechtav uvefanei nechtam ela hamevi mi medina sayam v'hamolech v'hamevi mi medina l'medina b'medina sayam tzarech sheyomar befanei nechtav uvefanei nechtam. The chachamim have a much more limited scope of when this declaration is required. Namely, they say if the get is being brought from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Israel or vice versa, or if it's being brought from one province to another within Chutz La'aretz, then you have to make this declaration. Again, the Gemara is going to explain all of this. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer, afilu mehegmonia lehegmonia. According to Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, even if you're bringing the get from one district to another within the same country, that also requires a declaration of befanei nechtav uvefanei nechtam. Rabbi Yehuda omer, may rekem la mizrach verekem ka mizrach, may ashkelon la darom v'ashkelon ka darom, may akol litzafon v'akol ketzafon, Rabbi Meir omer akol ke Eretz Yisrael legitin. So then the Mishnah has a further machlokes regarding the boundaries and the borders of Eretz Yisrael when it comes to the laws of a get. So the Mishnah gives you these different cities that are considered to be in Chutz La'aretz. So for example, the Mishnah says that the city of Rekem is considered to be the eastern border of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore if you deliver a get from anywhere from Rekem to the east, or from Ashkelon to the south, or from Akko to the north, any city from there, north, east, or south, requires this declaration, and those particular cities also, Rekem, Ashkelon, and Akko, are also considered to be part of Chutz La'aretz for these purposes. Rabbi Meir says that the city of Akko is actually considered to be part of Eretz Yisrael for the purposes of a get, and therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, if you were to deliver a get from Akko to somewhere else in Eretz Yisrael, you would not require the declaration of Befanei Nechtav. Then the Mishnah says, HaMevi get be'Eretz Yisrael, Eino Tzarech Sheyom. Then the Mishnah ends off and says that if you're delivering a get within Eretz Yisrael, you obviously do not require this declaration. Again, we're going to explain why that is. However, if let's say the get was delivered within Eretz Yisrael, and then the husband or someone else later on tries to contest the validity of the get, he claims the get is a forgery. He says, "I never really gave my wife a get. This whole get is made up. It's a forgery." So the only way to verify the veracity of the get is that the edim who are signed on the get are going to have to obviously authenticate their signatures. They're going to have to go through some kind of a procedure to prove that they were the ones who actually signed off on the get. Okay, so asks the Gemara my time. Yeah.
Saying this before a Bezdin,
yeah. Okay, so the Gemara asks, "My taima, Rabba Amar lefi she'ein bekiyan lishma, Rava Amar lefi she'ein edim mitzuyin lekaimo." So the Gemara quotes machlokas. What is the reason for this requirement? Why is it that when a shaliach is delivering a get from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, let's say, why does he have to make this declaration claiming stating that the get was written and signed in my presence? So it's machlokas. According to Rava, the reason is because the presumption is that people who live in Chutz La'aretz, broadly speaking, are not experts in the laws of writing a get. Now, again, we're going to talk a lot about this in the second paragraph of Gittin, but it's not enough that a get is technically written properly, but it also has to be written with the proper intent. It has to be written for the sake of the man, the sake of the woman. There are many, many halachos that govern a get, as we'll talk about later in the Masechta. So the presumption was that most people in Chutz La'aretz were not experts at writing a get, and therefore making this declaration was a way to ascertain that the get was in fact written properly with the proper intent. That's according to Rava. Rava gives a much more technical reason, which is that if you're delivering a get from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, so the odds are that the edim who witness witnessed the signing and the sealing and the delivering of the get are not here. There are thousands or hundreds or thousands of miles away. There's no way that they're going to be able to, you know, just call those Edom in to verify the get, and therefore you need to make this declaration stating that the get was written and signed in my presence. So ask the Gemara Mai Benayu. At the end of the day, everyone agrees that such a declaration has to be uttered. So what's the difference whether it's because we assume the people in Chutz La'aretz don't know the halacha, or whether it's because we're not going to have easy access to the Edim? So the Gemara gives several possible nafkaminas. Ika Benayu, the Asyuhu Beitre. So one nafkamina could be if you have two people or two Edim who are coming to deliver the get. So in that scenario, you have easy access to the Edim, but the concern of Rabba that maybe the people in Chutz La'aretz are not well versed in the halachos of Gittin is still going to apply. Inami mi medina le medina be'eretz Yisrael. Another nafkamina could potentially be if the get is being delivered from one province to another within Eretz Yisrael. So the concern that they don't know the halacha does not apply, because we assume that the people in Eretz Yisrael know the halacha, but the concern that you're not going to have easy access to the Eden is a concern because they're coming from a different province. Inami, and then it says Inami, but Osa Medina, but Medina Sayam. And then a third possible nafkamina could be if the get is delivered within the same province in Chutz La'aretz. So again, you still have the concern that the members of Chutz La'aretz don't know the halacha properly, but the concern that you're not going to find the Eden is not valid because it's within the same province. Fine. Then the Gemara says, Ula Rabba de Amar Lefi She'in Bekian Lishma, Libai Trey, Midi Dahava, Akol Iduyos Shabbatora. The Gemara has the following question. According to Rabba, who says that the reason why we require this declaration of Befanei Nechtav Ubefanei Nechtam is simply because we don't think that the members of Chutz La'aretz are well versed in the halacha, why is one shaliach sufficient? We should really require two people or two edim to ascertain or to verify the validity of the get. Why? Because just like we find in all other areas of halacha, that typically speaking, edus requires two witnesses to verify most things. If we're trying to claim here that the get was written properly and that it was written lishma, why wouldn't Rabba insist on having two edim? Why is he okay with only one? So answers the Gemara, Eid Echa Neman B'Isur. And the Gemara quotes a very famous principle, which is the Rishonim develop at length here. But essentially what Eid Echa Neman B'Isurin means is that when it comes to the realm of Isur V'Heter, when it comes to the realm of things like, for example, is a piece of meat kosher or not? Or in this scenario, are we assuming that the woman is still an Eish HaSish or she's a Grusha, so we can rely on an Eid Echa? Now again, the simple understanding of this, which Gemara is going to explain in a second, is that this concept of Eid Echa Neman B'Yisurin basically means that if an Eid Echa is trying to establish the facts on the ground, so then one Eid can suffice. For example, you cannot have one witness walk into Beis Din and say, Reuven murdered Shimon. That's a meaningless statement. You need to have two Eidim to say that. But let's say, for example, the question is whether Reuven is a mamzer or not. So they're not coming to testify, in other words, that an action occurred. They're just saying, this is a fact. We know that Reuven is a mamzer, and then whatever can result from that, if let's say later on, two Edom come in later on and say that Reuven, who we now know from the Eid Echad is a mamzer, married a Jewish woman, we can now give Malkus as a result. So in other words, the idea of Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurin basically means that an Eid Echad can establish facts on the ground. They can't testify to something that's going to result directly in a punishment being needed out, but they can establish facts on the ground. So the Gemara then says, Emer de Amrinan Erecha Neman B'Isurin, Kegon Chaticha Suffix Shal Chelev Suffix Shal Shuman Dela Eschazik Isura. Aval Hacha de Eschazik Isura de Eish Asish, Havi Dover Shebe Erva, Vein Dover Shebe Erva Pakos Mishnaim. So the Gemara questions this. The Gemara says, maybe this concept of Erecha Neman B'Isurin is only true in a scenario of what's called Lo Eschazik Isura. So for example, let's say I have a piece of meat, and I have no idea if the meat is kosher. I have a Suffix, whether the meat is Chelev. Chelev, of course, are the forbidden fats of an animal that you're not allowed to consume, or whether it's Shuman, which are the permissible fats. So this is a scenario called Lo Ischazik Isura. We don't have a presumptive status of Isur on this meat. We just have no idea whether the meat is kosher or treif. So the Gemara says, maybe you can argue that this idea of Eid Echa Neman B'Yisurin works when you have no idea. You have no preconceived notions regarding the meat. So an Eid Echa walks in and says, this meat is kosher, or this meat is treif, and then two other Eidim walk in 20 minutes later and say, Reuven ate this piece of meat, which the Eid Echa 20 minutes ago established as not being kosher, then you can give the guy Malkus as a result. But in the case of the woman here, of the Eish HaSish, she has a previous presumptive status of being a married woman. Everyone agrees that she used to be married. The only question now is the get that was delivered a valid get? Is she still an Eish HaSish? So one could argue, perhaps, says the Gemara, that this concept that we can rely on an Eid Echad to establish the background, the facts on the ground, maybe that's only true when there was no previous presumptive status of Isser, but here by the Eish HaSish there was. So the Gemara says, no, it's not true. The Gemara says, Rov B'Kiyanhein, the majority of of people who deliver or who are involved in a get understand the halacha, and therefore, because the majority of people understand, we don't have to have this concern that the woman, in other words, even though we know that the woman used to be an Eishes Ish, the odds are that this is in fact a valid get. And the Gemara points out, Va'afilu the Rabbi Meir the Chayesh Lemiuta Stam Safre de Dine Migmar Gemire V'Rabbanan Huda Atruch V'Hacham Yishum Yiguna Kilu Barabbanan. The Gemara says, even Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir has a general shita throughout Shas that were Chayshita Lemiuta. Rabbi Meir is the one who typically is concerned for the minority opinion. In other words, even though we just established a second ago that the majority of people understand the halacha when it comes to get, you can argue that a mayor would say, okay, but there are a minority of people who do not understand the halacha. So even though a mayor normally would be worried for that minority, here he's not concerned for that because the people involved in writing the get, the sofer who's writing the get, definitely knows the halacha. That's not even a rogue. That's not even a probability. That's a certainty. No, you're not going to have a sofer writing a get if he doesn't understand the halacha. The only reason, says Rabbi Meir, why the Rabbanan insisted on Befanei Nechtav Ufanei Nechtav making this declaration, it was an extra precaution. So the Rabbanan waived that precaution in this particular scenario, because if you don't waive the precaution of saying Befanei Nechtav, the woman is going to be left as an aguna. She's going to be stuck. She won't be able to get remarried if we have no idea whether the get that was delivered to her was in fact valid. And therefore, in this particular scenario, that requirement of Befanei Nechtav is in fact going to be waived.